Two men recently attended an NFL game on a mission they thought might be dangerous. Only a Game's Karen Given has our story.
Did you really make him get out of the car before you parked it?
I did. He did not make that up.
Back in August, Pat Dugan got a call from his friend Tim. They've been close since high school, but they don't get to see each other very often. Tim was coming to town on assignment, and he wanted Pat to come with him.
I was a little hesitant at first, but, you know, I thought about it, and I'm like, he needs someone to be looking out for him. But I didn't want anything happening to my car, anything damaged. I said, hey, can you just get out?
I was like, you know what, that's fair enough. I should probably get out of the car right now. You know, I was trying to keep on a brave face because I knew Pat, you know, wasn't super excited about what we were doing.
That's Tim Rohan. He's a staff writer for Sports Illustrated. And his assignment was to attend an NFL game wearing a Colin Kaepernick jersey.
The idea came up a few weeks ago, and I loved it. I loved it immediately. And I said, I want to be the guy that does that.
As you probably know, last fall, Colin Kaepernick sat and later kneeled during the national anthem. He was protesting police brutality and racial injustice. The decision to sit or kneel turned him into the most hated player in the NFL. Except he's not in the NFL anymore. He's a free agent. And despite being more skilled than many quarterbacks currently employed in the league, he's still looking for a job. And Tim had just volunteered to attend an NFL game wearing his jersey. It was up to Tim's bosses to choose which game. Veteran football analyst Peter King called with their decision. He told Tim,
okay, you're going to Buffalo week one to do this story. I said, are you sure, Buffalo?
Buffalo fans are notorious. They call themselves the Bills Mafia. Some of them start tailgating on Saturday morning for a Sunday afternoon game. They post lots of videos on YouTube showing their attempts at,
what's the best way to describe it? Daring, inebriated acts. It's like an episode of Jackass, pardon my language.
Last season, Kaepernick got his first start with the 49ers on the road in Buffalo. Vendors outside the stadium sold T-shirts showing him in the crosshairs of a rifle scope. But on September 10th of this season, the Bills were playing the New York Jets, and both teams could potentially use a quarterback like Kaepernick. Tim traveled to Buffalo and stayed with Pat. Tim calls him Dukes. They went out to dinner on Friday night, and when their Uber driver heard what they'd be doing that weekend, she told them to watch out for flying beer cans. And then on Saturday morning, Tim put on his Kaepernick jersey, Pat wore a Bills T-shirt, and the two men drove to New Era Stadium in Pat's car.
By that point, I'd been hanging out with Dukes for 2 days, and I think we were letting our imaginations run wild. You know, I've done some reporting on talking to fans about how they feel about Colin Kaepernick, and this is a very, very hot-button issue. It's, you know, race, politics, mix of all these things that are going on in this country right now, symbolized with one person in one jersey. So you know, when Dukes was kind of sitting there nervous, I was, you know, definitely nervous too.
Once Pat got the car safely parked, he and Tim set off to wander the tailgates to see and be seen. There was some shouting. I can't repeat most of it on the radio. But Pat says most people just shook their heads and muttered to themselves. That is, once they recognized what exactly Tim was wearing.
The red color that he was wearing of the jersey, the 49ers jersey, was close enough to some of the alternate jerseys that the Bills wear. And then he'd walk past them or vice versa, and they'd turn and they'd look, and you just see, like, confusion and kind of, like, awe on everyone's face.
That's not a Bills jersey. That's not a Jets jersey. This guy's wearing a Colin Kaepernick jersey.
Did you really get bad looks from a guy in an OJ jersey? I can't remember the last time I saw an OJ jersey.
This is Buffalo, remember? So we saw a lot of OJ Simpson jerseys that day, and I'm sure no one was giving them bad looks.
When Buffalo fans wear an O.J. Simpson jersey, they're not showing their support of a guy who was accused of double murder. They're celebrating the running back who played 9 seasons in Buffalo and was the first NFL player to rush for 2,000 yards in a season.
But there's meaning assigned to Colin Kaepernick's jersey now. I think people, when they wear his jersey in public, they're aligning themselves with him and his politics.
As it turned out, on that Sunday morning, the first people who approached Tim and Pat weren't angry Bills fans. They were two African-American Jets supporters, Lucretia and David, who wanted to take their picture with a guy in a Kaepernick jersey.
You know, it's like if they had seen someone in a Jets jersey, right? They felt like a connection, that we were kind of, you know, maybe on the same side. Yeah, we took a picture together, and then Lucretia gave me a high five and wished me well.
Tim told everyone he talked to that he was on assignment for Sports Illustrated. He wasn't keeping that a secret. And he was planning to use a friend of a friend's tailgate as a sort of home base.
But as soon as we got there, this long-haired, bearded man, he saw the Kaepernick jersey and he bolted over and he wanted to talk. He thinks Kaepernick's being blackballed and this and that. Just the sight of the Kaepernick jersey really got him going.
Okay, two interactions, three Kaepernick fans. This is not the tally Tim and Pat expected in Buffalo. But they hadn't yet ventured into the parking lot Tim calls the heart of the Bills Mafia. That's where Tim was approached by a guy named Dan. Dan's a veteran and a conservative. He told Tim he sometimes flies a Confederate flag at his tailgate just to get a rise out of people. But like the Kaepernick fans Tim had already met, Dan wasn't angry. He just wanted to talk.
At one point, while Dan and I were talking, he pulled out a mason jar and he said, this is some moonshine. He gets a special batch of it from his buddy in Georgia every June. So thought it would have been rude to turn down the moonshine, and it was pretty good.
Before long, Tim and Pat were being introduced around from tailgate to tailgate. That's how they met another veteran named James.
James pulls me and Dukes over to his tailgate, which is across the way. He offered a Jell-O shot, and again, I would have been rude to decline. He had very strong opinions about Kaepernick. At one point, he said, "I spit on the ground that he walks on." And we talked a little bit of politics, and he was telling us about how he served in Afghanistan, and in 2003, he was hit with an RPG. He said that he had shrapnel in the left side of his body and that he had lost his left knee. And we talked for a little bit, and then Dukes and I were off to see what else was going around the tailgate.
Once they got inside the stadium, Tim and Pat stood for the national anthem. They hadn't really considered whether, for the sake of their social experiment, they should do otherwise. And when the anthem was over, an older man approached their seats. Tim was nervous at first, but he didn't need to be.
He smiled and reached out his hand, and he said, "I just wanted to thank you for standing during the anthem with that jersey on." He said, "We appreciate it." You know, that's not the kind of response that's happening in our political discourse these days, right? So I was kind of taken aback.
It was probably inevitable that Tim and Pat would encounter a fair amount of shouting in Buffalo. But maybe they shouldn't have been so surprised that the people they interacted with just wanted a chance to speak and be heard. Pat says he enjoyed listening to what people had to say, even when he didn't agree with them. But if Tim were to call up next week and ask him to do it again...
I think I'd playfully decline. I already gambled once. I think that was more than enough for me.
That's Pat Dugan speaking with Only a Game's Karen Given. You can find a link to Tim Rowan's Sports Illustrated story, "I Wore a Colin Kaepernick Jersey to an NFL Game," at onlyagame.org.